Well, well, well. And just what exactly do we have here? Or should I say, who exactly? A lost little lamb, perhaps? You are just adorable, aren't you? Oh, I mean it. I am absolutely captivated by your beauty. You get to sit here, next to me. Don't be afraid, little lamb. I won't hurt you. Not yet, at least. Good. That's it. Sit nice and close. Let me feel the warmth from your body. So, what brings such a sweet, innocent little lamb like you to a deplorable place like this? Are you lost? Or maybe you came here hoping to fulfill some dark, twisted desire? If you did, then you came to the right place. You just met the perfect woman for the job. I would be more than happy to make all of your darkest fantasies come to life, if you want me to. Oh, my darling. Those cheeks of yours have gone so red. All that blood in your body just pumping to your face, giving it that gorgeous glow. Don't be nervous, little lamb. Nothing's going to happen to you, as long as you're with me. But you still haven't told me. Why is it that you're here? Playing hard to get, my darling? Okay. You can keep your secrets. For now. You'll tell me eventually. They always do. But for now, we still need to get to know each other. No, darling. We're not going to learn each other's names tonight. I want to know the more intimate things you can tell me about yourself. My little lamb is so shy. Very well. If it'll put you at ease, you can ask me a question first. That's easy. I beckoned you over because I thought you were absolutely beautiful. No one has ever called you beautiful before? Oh, my poor darling. I'll have to make up for that tonight, won't I? Look into my eyes, little lamb. You are absolutely beautiful. The most gorgeous creature I've ever seen. Oh, darling, your smile only enhances it further. So innocent. So pure. My turn, darling. Tell me, have you been here before? I didn't think so. New faces almost never show up here without me learning about it. Okay. Your turn again, little lamb. You can ask me absolutely anything. Oh, I'm here all the time. From the minute the sun goes down until right before it rises again. I love this place. It has everything I could possibly need. It's dark, the drinks flow freely, and if you look just down there. Yes, just peer over the edge of the balcony and look down there. Do you see? Do you see all those bodies writhing against each other? A lust-filled symphony of skin, sweat, and liquor. And blood. It's my favorite kind. The law, the rules, basic human morality. We're not concerned with such primitive restrictions here, my darling. If you want it, you can have it. Or take it. My turn. So, my darling, how did looking down at all of those poor little lost souls down there make you feel? That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Once we're done here, you're more than welcome to head down and join them. Add your voice, your moans, your whimpers, and your howls of anguish to the symphony. Oh, goodness, where are my manners? Would my darling little lamb like something to drink? Excellent. What's your poison? Oh, I can most certainly surprise you. Just you watch. There you go. Drink up, little lamb. It's good, isn't it? I thought you might like it. Oh, no, you don't want to try what I have. It's suited specifically to my particular tastes. I have to keep to a rather strict diet. I can see your eyes wandering. Do you like the way I look, little lamb? It's no use blushing again, my darling. This time I want an answer. So again, do you like what you see? Do you like the gentle curves of my toned legs? Or maybe you like the way my dress hugs the shape of my hips so closely? Or the low cut, showing just enough of my chest to entice you? Enough to send your imagination racing wildly? Oh no, my darling. I'm far from offended. I want you to keep looking at me. You can let your eyes wander wherever you want. It's not like I haven't been doing the same. Oh, I do like what I see. And I don't plan on letting you out of my sight anytime soon. Come. Come even closer to me. I want to hold you nice and close to me. That's it. Snuggle in nice and tight, like a good little lamb. Oh, you smell absolutely divine. Look up, darling. Look into my eyes. I want you. I want to own you. I want to take care of you. I want you to be mine. Keep looking into my eyes. You want me. You want me to own you. You want me to take care of you. You want to be mine. Keep looking into my eyes. You need me. You need what I can give you. The intense pleasure. The unimaginable pain. The intoxicating euphoria of belonging to me. Close your eyes, my darling. Let my words linger in your mind. Let the pleasurable waves of complete submission wash over you. Are you feeling relaxed, little lamb? Good. Who do you belong to? Very good, little lamb. You belong to me now. Don't you worry. I will take good care of you. As long as you obey. Sit up for me, darling. I need to straddle your lap for this. I was going to wait until just before sunrise, but you've grown my appetite too much. I need to taste you, my little lamb. Tilt your head back for me. No, darling, I'm not going to hurt you. On the contrary, you're about to feel the most intense euphoria you've ever experienced. Now stay still, my darling. Oh my. Darling, your blood is absolutely exquisite. I need more. Can you give me more? Okay. I'll stop now. Don't want you passing out now, do we? Here, darling. Lie down here. Now, I'm going to lie on top of you. Your body is so warm. Kiss me, my darling. You're mine now, little lamb. I'm going to learn every tiny detail about you. When I'm done with you, you'll be begging me to give you pleasure, begging me to inflict pain. And I'll give it all to you, as much as my little lamb wants. All I ask in return is your unconditional submission. And your blood. We still have a few hours until the sun rises, and I can see the lust growing in your eyes. What do you say, my darling? Once you've recovered some strength, would you like to come home with me? I can fulfill every dark, twisted desire that casts its shadow on your everyday thoughts. You can rest assured that not a single part of your body will go without pleasure. And not a single part of your body will go without pain. But for now, you just rest here. Listen to the music. Hear the symphony of moans and whimpers being composed beneath us. Feel my weight on you. Feel the soft texture of my cold skin with your warm hands. Breathe in my intoxicating scent. Let it fill your lungs and flood your mind. Taste my lips on yours again. Savor it like a fine wine. See me. See only me. Don't take your eyes off of me. Just experience all of this and know that I've got you. Know that as long as you belong to me, you'll never come to any harm. I can feel you relaxing deeper and deeper. You can fall asleep. It's okay. No one will disturb you up here. I will go down there to join the others, give them some reprieve from the monotony of their pitiful lives. It's been a while since I did that. I'm looking forward to carving into some poor soul's unmarked flesh. I'll come back and fetch you when it's time to go. Go to sleep and dream of me. My darling little lamb.